I'm sat in a London office. I'm sat in the offices of Art Angel, looking at a wall of folders. Folders containing art projects that these guys have been involved in since 1987. I was just at school, probably standing in the corner. And I'm sat opposite Michael Morris.
How do you do?
I'm very well, thank you. It's very nice to meet you.
Thank you. What's your job title here?
I'm the co-director of Art Angel. And James Lingwood, my partner, and I have been commissioning and producing all of those projects that you can see up there on the shelves. In fact, since 1991, so perhaps you might have left school by then. Also a trustee of the Long Player Trust. Long Player was a project that we produced at the turn of the millennium. In the year 2000, we worked with an artist called Jem Finer and prepared a piece of music called Long Player that we switched on in 31st of December 1999, and it's set to play for 1,000 years. Without repeating, without stopping. And it's done just that for the past almost 10 years. We celebrate our 10th anniversary New Year's Eve next. And in the run-up to that, we're going to do something we've not done before, which is play 1,000 minutes of this work live at the Roundhouse on the 12th of September. And it's going to be played live by an ensemble of musicians playing around 234 Tibetan singing bowls, also called standing bells. They're actually an instrument that is almost 1,000 years old.
I came into contact with them not so long ago at the Lima Tree Festival. In fact, I did a recording of somebody selling these, and I was, without sounding like a hippie, deeply moved by the sound. Mm. Incredible resonance. Mm. And each one of these singing bowls did something weird and wonderful, one of them.
And something quite different. I mean, each of these bowls is a different tone, a different pitch, a different size. All of them are handmade and imported from our supplier in Delhi. And they're all positioned on an extraordinary, Jem Finer, the composer, calls it a Bronze Age synthesizer. And it's a series of circular wooden tables with grooves where the bowls sit. And all the tables are actually mic'd up with pickups.
Wow.
So you not only get the sound of the bowls resonating one with the other, you also get the sound of the bowls resonating through the wood. So it's, as you say, a very deep, rather timeless sound, let's say, which will play for the 1,000 minutes, which, for those of you with calculators, you'll know is just over 16 hours.
So this piece of music has been calculated to a certain extent so that it never ever repeats itself.
Yeah.
And you guys will be dipping in live to the actual recording?
We'll be playing exactly the section of Long Player that is sort of mathematically conceived to be played on the 12th of September, because the whole thing is a kind of mathematical equation. Actually, if we could cheat and fast forward the computer program and we could figure out what's playing on your 150th birthday, we could listen to that piece of music. But we don't do that because we don't fast forward on Long Player, and we don't actually rewind, because Long Player is a piece of music that evolves in the present moment. When you hear a particularly beautiful section of it, you do so knowing you'll never hear it again quite like that. Rather like looking at the sky and seeing an incredible cloud that's sort of somehow the shape of France, and then it's gone. And you don't see it again.
Wow, so this is going to be, well, I guess, history in the making to a certain extent. Who knows when the next live performance will happen?
But we'll do the odd 1,000-minute section from time to time over the next 10 years, let's say, in different parts of the world. And we're particularly interested in researching round buildings, like London's Roundhouse, which seems to kind of echo the shape of the Tibetan singing bowl and the circular nature of Long Player, which comes back to the point where it started in exactly 1,000 years. You could set it off again on another 1,000-year cycle, but it would always begin and end at that 1,000 years.
Well, you can be pretty sure you're going to have an original and new set of ears, audience, way there in the future. How do you feel personally? Let's just imagine that cryogenic freezing doesn't kick off as a big fashionable thing to be done. How do you feel about not seeing this project come to fruition?
Actually, I feel really inspired by it. I like the fact that we're working, really involved with it for 15 years, 5 years planning and then switch on, and then over the past 10 years, with the other trustees, responsible really for sustaining and maintaining the music beyond our lifetimes. We live at the moment in quite a sort of short-term culture, I think to be engaged in something which we know will certainly outlast our generation, our children's, our children's children, seems to me to be something fantastic, and it actually makes me feel better about the about mortality, in fact.
Brilliant. I'm really looking forward to seeing it myself. It's strange talking about a composition which is playing right now
as we speak.
And it will be playing right now as the person playing. That's listening to this tomorrow, the next day, 10 years' time from now. Where can they go right now to hear this?
Well, there are a number of what we call listening posts. There's the sort of central listening post is a lighthouse on Trinity Boy Wharf. It was built by Thomas Edison. As a sort of prototype for lighthouses. It was never really functioned as a lighthouse. It's right on the Thames, opposite the Millennium Dome, now the O2 Centre. And you can also hear it in Brisbane, a place called the Powerhouse. You can hear it at the Alexandria Library in Egypt, and of course you can hear it on longplayer.org. When we started Longplayer, the idea that it could be streamed on a website was really felt very far-fetched. In fact, when we first set out to make Long Player a reality, we thought we'd give it its own radio wave, its own frequency on the dial. It was still in 2000, a long way off from the very sophisticated streaming that we can enjoy now.
Fantastic. So I would hasten to add to anybody, if you do not want to miss the actual live performance of Long Player, you need to be at the Roundhouse on the 12th. What time do things kick off?
Well, we're starting precisely at 8:20. We don't expect people to kind of sit there for 16 hours.
Obviously,
you're going to want to kind of pop out, have a coffee. But also, running alongside the 16 hours of music is 12 hours of something we're calling the long conversation. That begins at 10 o'clock, runs to 10 o'clock at night, and it's in another space in the Roundhouse. It's a kind of conversation relay. Kicked off by Jeanette Winterson, the writer, and Susie Orbach, the psychotherapist. They talk for half an hour. Jeanette then descends the platform, and up comes Daniel Glazer, who's a cognitive neuroscientist, continues the conversation with Susie. Then Susie leaves, and someone else joins. So throughout the day, something like 24 thinkers from the worlds of the arts, humanities, and science will be together kind of wrestling with thoughts about the future as Long Player unfolds in the main space.
Fantastic. I'm really excited now. I know I don't sound it because I'm quite chilled and the coffee's wearing off, but thank you so much indeed.
Pleasure.
And the main website, longplayer.org?
Longplayer.org, yeah.
And where do you guys live?
Where do we live? We live everywhere.
Archangel.org.
Well, we go there to archangel.org, which is our home in space.
Okay.
.org.uk. Somebody obviously got there too quickly.
.org.uk. Longplayer, just the org. Longplayer is stateless.
and timeless, almost.
Exactly.
Thank you so much for your time.
I look forward to seeing you on the day.
Excellent.